She dragged back her left sleeve. Harry saw the dark mark burned into the flesh of her arm and knew that she was about to touch it, to summon her beloved master. "I was about to call him," said Lucius, and his hand actually closed upon Bellatrix's wrist, preventing her from touching the mark. "I shall summon him, Bella. Potter has been brought to my house, and it is therefore upon my authority."
"Your authority," she sneered, attempting to wrench her hand from his grasp. "You lost your authority when you lost your wand, Lucius. How dare you? Take your hands off me."
"This is nothing to do with you. You did not capture the boy."
"Begging your pardon, Mr. Malfoy," interjected Greyback. "But it's us that caught Potter, and it's us that'll be claiming the gold."
"Gold!"
laughed Bellatrix, still attempting to throw off her brother-in-law, her free hand groping in her pocket for her wand.
"Take your gold, filthy scavenger. What do I want with gold? I seek only the honor of his... of..."
She stopped struggling, her dark eyes fixed upon something Harry could not see. Jubilant at her capitulation, Lucius threw her hand from him and ripped up his own sleeve.
"Stop!"
shrieked Bellatrix.
"Do not touch it! We shall all perish if the Dark Lord comes now."
Lucius froze, his index finger hovering over his own mark. Bellatrix strode out of Harry's limited line of vision.
"What is that?"
he heard her say.
"Sword,"
grunted an out-of-sight snatcher.
"Give it to me.
It's not yourn, missus. It's mine. I reckon I found it."
There was a bang and a flash of red light. Harry knew that the snatcher had been stunned. There was a roar of anger from his fellows. Scabbard drew his wand.
"What do you think you're playing at, woman?"
"Stupefy!"
she screamed.
"Stupefy!"
They were no match for her, even though there were four of them against one of her. She was a witch, as Harry knew, with prodigious skill and no conscience. They fell where they stood, all except Greyback, who had been forced into a kneeling position, his arms outstretched. Out of the corners of his eyes, Harry saw Bellatrix bearing down upon the werewolf, the sword of Gryffindor gripped tightly in her hand, her face waxen.
"Where did you get this sword?"
she whispered to Greyback, as she pulled his wand out of his unresisting grip.
"How dare you?"
he snarled, his mouth the only thing that could move as he was forced to gaze up at her. He bared his pointed teeth.
"Release me, woman."
"Where did you find this sword?"
she repeated, brandishing it in his face.
"Snape sent it to my vault in Gringotts."
"It was in their tent,"
rasped Greyback.
"Release me, I say."
She waved her wand, and the werewolf sprang to his feet, but appeared too wary to approach her. He prowled behind an armchair, his filthy curved nails clutching its back.
"Draco, move this scum outside," said Bellatrix, indicating the unconscious men. "If you haven't got the guts to finish them, then leave them in the courtyard for me."
"Don't you dare speak to Draco like—"
said Narcissa furiously, but Bellatrix screamed,
"Be quiet! The situation is graver than you can possibly imagine, Sissy. We have a very serious problem."
She stood, panting slightly, looking down at the sword, examining its hilt. Then she turned to look at the silent prisoners.
"If it is indeed Potter, he must not be harmed," she muttered, more to herself than to the others. "The Dark Lord wishes to dispose of Potter himself, but if he finds out, I must know."
She turned back to her sister again.
"The prisoners must be placed in the cellar while I think what to do. This is my house, Bella. You don't give orders in my—"
"Do it!
You have no idea of the danger we are in,"
shrieked Bellatrix. She looked frightening, mad. A thin stream of fire issued from her wand and burned a hole in the carpet. Narcissa hesitated for a moment, then addressed the werewolf.
"Take these prisoners down to the cellar, Greyback."
"Wait!"
said Bellatrix sharply.
"All except for the mudblood."
Greyback gave a grunt of pleasure.
"No!"
shouted Ron.
"You can have me! Keep me!"